So now that we've seen all the aspects about defining the network in our VPC, let's talk about this network security. So let's talk about the concept of network SEL and security groups. So we're back in our VPC, it has one public subnet and one EC2 instance in it. We can create a NACL, or network ACL, which is a firewall that controls traffic from and to the subnets. And this can have allow and deny rules. So we can allow traffic or deny traffic, and that's explicit. You attach these NACLs at the subnet level, and the rules only include IP addresses. So you're saying, hey, all the traffic coming from this IP address is allowed, or all the traffic coming from these IP addresses are denied, and so on. So the NACL is here, and it is the first mechanism of defense of our public subnet, and that's at the subnet level. So as we can see, the traffic coming to and from the internet is going to go first through the network ACL, but it hasn't reached our EC2 instance just yet. Next, we have security groups, and we've seen them already in this course. So security groups is a firewall that controls traffic to and from an ENI, so Elastic Network Interface, or an EC2 instance. And the security groups, as we've seen, can only have the allow rules. And they can reference either IP addresses or other security groups. And this is something we have seen already in this course. So we attach a security group to our EC2 instance, and now the traffic can flow all the way through to our EC2 instance, and we have the second mechanism of defense. So we've seen security groups at depth in this course, but we haven't really touched NACLs. Why? Because when you have a default VPC, the default NACL allows everything in and allows everything out. And this is why we haven't had to change the network SEL in this course, and we will not do any hands-on on it either. But just know that before the internet traffic reaches your EC2 instance, it has to go through this network SEL, which acts as a firewall. So they're very different than network SEL and the security group, and there is a table that summarizes it. You don't need to remember it. This is more something for the SA, the Solutions Architect Associate, or the Certified SysOps Associate. But the idea is that the security group is attached to an instance or an ENI, whereas the network SEL is at the subnet level. The security group is only allow rules, whereas for network SEL, it's allow and deny rules. It's stateful, so that means any traffic that comes, return traffic is automatically allowed, regardless of any rules, whereas here for the network SEL, you need to allow the traffic in and out. And here, you can look at the rest, but this is pretty irrelevant for this certification, okay? So this is just if you're curious. So now that we have all this traffic flowing through our VPC, through the network SEL and the security groups, we're curious about, can we get a information about all this traffic flowing through? Can we get a log from it? And this is called a VPC flow log. So this is going to capture information about all the IP traffic going into your interfaces. That includes the VPC flow logs, the subnet flow logs, and the ENI flow logs, or Elastic Network Interface flow logs. So anytime you have network going through your VPC, it will be logged in a flow log. And so this is to help you monitor and troubleshoot connectivity issues. For example, if you want to know why your subnet cannot access the internet, or why a subnet can talk or cannot talk to another subnet, or internet to subnet, etc., etc. So anytime you have a network issue and you need to be able to troubleshoot it, you need to look at VPC flow logs, because they will give you everything, all the information around the allowed and the denied traffic. It will capture network information as well from anything that is managed by AWS. So the Elastic Load Balancers, your Elasticache, RDS, Aurora, all this will appear in your VPC flow logs. So in case of connectivity issues, you can look there right away. And the VPC flow logs data can be sent to Amazon S3. It can be sent to CloudWatch Logs and Kinesis Data Firehose. So you can send it to many places in AWS. So that's it for this lecture. I hope you liked it. We've seen NACLs, security groups, and VPC flow logs, and I will see you in the next lecture.